4. The Killer. Henry Antrim got hired again as a hay reaper, this time for an army contractor named Sorghum Smith, whose ranch was near Camp Thomas. The kid's horse and tack and guns and such had been confiscated in his arrest. Easy enough for him to steal another horse, but he felt he needed weaponry and finally had to request an advance on his wages from Sorghum Smith. The rancher offered him $10, but Henry said he needed 40. The kid had a talent for wooing folks into obliging him, and it worked again on Smith, so that the boy came back from the post trader's store with a six-shooter, a holster, and a 50-cent box of cartridges. And then in August of 1877, orphaned by his worthless stepfather, his mother nearly 3 years gone, his luck took a turn for the worse. Homesick for his friends in the saloons outside Camp Grant, he thought he could sneak back, have himself a time, and get out of the settlement again before 6th Army officials found out he was there. The kid wasn't yet 18, but even looked shy of 14, being just 5.5 feet tall and no more than 115 pounds, ever smiling, and now he was prinked up and citified in a city go-to-meeting suit and a foulard necktie with laced black shoes instead of boots, and with his felt hat cocked off his head like a pretty child about to be photographed. Strolling into George Atkins's Bonita Cantina, he saw some youngish ladies of the evening who were familiars, and he spoke a little with them in Spanish, letting one touch the six-gun stuffed in the front of his trousers as he confided a joke that made the girl giggle. Kid Antrim, as they knew him, was hunting a card game and found an empty chair at a poker table, its only disadvantage being that Windy Cahill was there. As the kid took a seat, the stout 32-year-old farrier was holding forth, as was his habit, full of false information and lies. The subject now was Cahill's free congress with a virgin from Tucson whose ignorance of manly things desperately excited her curiosity. To hear Windy...